but not really. Hey, here we are. It's the Radio St. Pete exclusive Asian Cult Cinema. My name is Mao. With me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From parts unknown. And this is the radio show dedicated to all kinds of Asian cult wackiness.
All kinds, especially this kind.
And before we, I will say, I was almost thought I was watching the wrong movie because the lead up of this one wasn't too Asian or culty.
No, but it does.
It ramps up. Yeah, of course.
It does get there.
I was like, oh, there we go. All right, we're at an hour.
I didn't pull a trick on you.
But before we do that, you got anything going on this week? Do anything this week?
Yeah, but nothing that I can talk
nothing
about.
Nothing fun? All right.
Nothing particularly fun, no. Yeah,
yes. I'm staring headfirst into a road trip to Jacksonville.
Oh, boy.
That's a long trip for a quick turnaround. I'm basically going and picking up a machine and driving back.
Like 3.5, 4 hours.
3.5 hours, yeah. Before I did that, last weekend I attended a concert, an Elvis concert.
Oh, that's right.
I saw Elvis live in concert. Well, yeah. Kind of live in concert, because he's been dead for 40 years. It was at Ruth Eckerd Hall. They had a whole, it was a really weird, it was an interesting event, in that the there was an orchestra that played Elvis music, and it was a really elaborate, you know, orchestra. And they had pulled out concert footage of him doing certain songs, and they isolated only his vocals. So he was singing, and the video was being projected of him singing this song live in concert from the comeback special, or the, you know, live at 66, or not 66.
Yeah.
That one.
68. A
couple of them, yeah, the one from Hawaii. And they were, his voice, you're watching him sing, and then the orchestra's playing the background. It's pretty cool, you know, it was a pretty good event. Funniest thing, I don't know if you've ever heard this in life, sitting next to a guy who, you know how some people clear their throats and they do that stuff?
Oh,
that,
you know, yeah.
This guy, now have you ever seen The Christmas Story?
Yeah, sure.
You remember how the mom makes the kid eat mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
That's what this guy was doing, but like all the time. He sounded like a pig, like that pig noise, that snorting pig noise, to clear his throat or his nose. All the time.
Oh, that's great.
So at first intermission,
that's
attractive. At first intermission, I went to one of the ushers, and I was like, "Yeah, we're moving because of this guy," and because there was some empty seats, and we just went and moved to.
Oh, yeah, they allowed you to. Cool.
Well, she said, "I can't tell you not to," and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna," because this sucks. I had an aisle seat, and this guy, I almost started stuff crap with him, but then what's that accomplished?
He could have like a sinus issue, and it's like, dude, I know.
Because then you're also like, have you ever heard anyone else in the entire life? Have you ever heard anyone else do this, sir?
He's probably got that CPAP thing. You know what I mean?
It was crazy. I was like, what? And I, of course, and I.
Are you guys the youngest people in the audience?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would think so.
Yeah. Let's just say it's not going to be hard to find Elvis collectibles in about 8 years. I think I'm saying 5 to 10 years. There's going to be lots of Elvis collectibles, very cheap. Because the Elvis fans, they are a dying off.
They're gonna be going to rock and roll heaven to meet the king.
But there always are people that like him. You know, like he'll always have a following, or he's kind of like that icon status where people will still go to Graceland. People will still do it because whatever. My mom listened to it or whatever.
Sure.
But
sure,
you know, it was an interesting event. And Ruth Eckerd Hall is kind of a cool venue.
I've been there once.
Yeah, they're playing. Andrew Dice Clay is going to be there, and then Primus is going to be there.
Andrew Dice Clay still like doing
gigs?
That's
what I said. Because the lady.
I mean, that's good. I saw him like in his prime.
That's what you said. You know.
At the Miami Arena,
wow.
Well, a million years ago.
When I was talking to the usher, she was telling me how, I was like, oh, did you like this show? And she's like, oh, there's a point system to put in for it. They're all volunteers, but they only get certain ones, you know, because they have to work X amount of shows, you know. And I said, oh, so you're really stoked for Andrew Dice Clay? Because this lady was like 90, and she was like, oh, no, I don't want to see that. And I was like, oh, you know you're going to see him. And I started doing kind of, oh, she looked at me like I was an idiot, because I am one.
Yeah.
It was a fun time, though, yeah, so it was cool. Yeah.
Oh,
so, all right, that's all. Anything else? You got nothing?
No, man, no. Right.
Other than this exciting adventure we go on this
week. Yeah, we're going to the Philippines again, man. Yeah,
it kicks off. Well,
Philippines is kind of like, It's kind of like borderline Asian, you know what I mean? It's like I'm fudging it, you know what I mean?
It's Asia enough.
There's
a
lot of Guaylo is what Japanese say, right? Guaylo.
Yeah.
No, you don't call him Guaylo, whatever. You know, there's a lot of white people in this movie.
And oh yeah.
This is
Gaijin.
Gaijin
is
this kind of a Corman-ish thing because the film group was Corman's.
Well, Warnov's in it.
Warnov's in it. The film group was Corman's. Independent, you know, production company in the 50s when until AIP said, no, you got to come with us, you know. So I think he still made movies, though, but his name isn't on this, but
it's Cormanized.
It's Cormanized.
You can tell this is highly
Cormanized. Warner was in one scene, though, at the beginning.
Dude, I know. I was like, this needs like 80% more Cormanized.
And the sleazy photographer is like taking pictures of her legs, upper skirts, upper skirt and like, stuff. You're like, oh, this is nice.
I was surprised.
And I'll tell you, that photographer is one great shot. Let me tell you. We find out later in the movie, he's like one shot and he kills people with machine guns. You know, he is one great marksman, that guy. Little did you know. You just thought he was a sleazebag photographer.
Yeah, horrible human.
Bang all his models. No,
I just thought he was a terrible human being.
Who knew you?
Who knew he was? No.
who knew he was?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cover Girl Models, right? Is the name of this movie that we're
Cover
watching?
Girl Models, 1975?
75, okay. Yeah, it was a good year.
These were, and like we talked about a couple times, you know, these, for a while, the tax loopholes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Philippines was the B movie place to shoot.
Yeah, no.
They were
no
like, bring your money. We'll take all your filming money.
And
you
dangerous
know?
Too, from what I hear. You know,
this one looked pretty safe. I mean,
pretty much.
They stuck to well lit areas, kind of. They weren't in the jungle.
Kinda. Well, those bar scenes, you know, they were a little too. You know, they were a little like rough looking.
Because the Corman stuff often trekked into the jungles.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they had that, and I think that's where some of that real danger was.
Well, Beast of Blood was pretty jungle. That's not Corman, that was Hemisphere, but still, that's really, that's deep in the heart of the darkness there.
Now, I'm not saying that cities are safe, but they're safer than what might get you.
Well, it depends on what part of the city you go to.
They're rolling deep. There's crews there. Like, I know you're saying there's at least two other people there, so... And I guess if you get abducted, it's going to be filmed. You know what I mean?
I know. This is off topic about cities of space, cities being safe. But I saw this image today. You know, fortunately, it looks like Texas is going to be hit by a really bad hurricane.
I didn't think there was anymore.
Yeah, it died
because I thought so.
Oh, because earlier today they said a Category 3 was going to hit it.
Oh, okay.
It maybe, just died. Maybe,
I don't know. They were showing me pictures at work of a hurricane with a. Steve Harvey's face in the middle because it was like the wrong number.
Yeah.
So I think it must be a lot less than what it was.
Oh, I hope so. But anyway, they were saying that like this hurricane could start so big of a flood that alligators will be coming out in the streets. And they showed a picture of an alligator who was flooded out of his, you know, swamp. And like I go, oh, that's special. Yeah
right.
Talk about the urban jungle.
Nice.
Yeah, but hopefully... like
we haven't seen gator arms like that in Texas since...
Hopefully that thing died out, because when I was watching earlier today, it was like, oh no, Category 3, the end of the world. Hopefully it died out.
Why? What if... They make such a big deal out of storms.
They said it was
going to
be
like
35 inches of rain. That'll destroy, you know. If it's true, that'll destroy. Mm. But yeah, I know. They definitely
love capital.
They definitely like... as Corman would, they definitely exploit the tragedies the possible tragedies of weather. But
No, he never played. I was gonna say who? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What's that? The Terrence, who's the guy who signed the football with his Sharpie in his sock?
Oh, Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens never played for Dallas, did he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Okay. I was going to say, we haven't seen a gator arms like that since since he played for Dallas.
Oh, man.
Because, man, that guy could gator arm some passes.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know.
Hall of Fame loser.
He's terrible. Not in yet.
I wouldn't vote him in. Yeah. I don't like him. I think he's all hype, no nothing.
Yeah, he's got a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns.
I know. So. That's disputable.
And you know what? If you don't put him in, you'll be called a racist. So you might as well put him in.
Nah, that's how that works.
If he's got the stats, even though he had Gator on, but he's got the stats. If he's better than some of the guys in there, and you don't put him in because, you know, you don't
because
like
he was
him,
a distraction and he was a
jerk.
You
know, you may be caught something, you know, so, you know.
Logical. No, okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into this. What is this called? Cover Girl Models.
Cover Girl Models. Models that kick butt.
Sure, why not?
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
The attack on the killer tomatoes! It's a riot! It's a scream! It's a disaster! It's
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
The most terrifying film since Gidget Goes to College!
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
The funniest, most hilarious movie since Gone with the Wind!
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
It's out to devour you!
In Newark, New Jersey, a man was eaten by a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
See the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Good.
Rated PG. Your kids will eat it up.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, we are back and ready to go. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
We did that.
We did that one on our other show called Slow Robot A Go Go.
Yeah.
Long-running B-movie review podcast. Go to BunchDorks.com and check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, that's right.
So, now on to the show. We are, like we said, this is... starts off, Mary Warrenoff is yelling at her photographer.
Cover Girl Models is that.
Cover Girl Models, 1975. That's the movie. Guy schleps into her office.
Did you notice she had like a Pam Grier poster in the background from the arena? I was like, oh, that's a cool poster.
Yeah, I know. Warrenoff's got it going on. And she's just doing her shtick, being powerful, angry woman.
And she also had like an Andy Warhol painting of like. Well, she was in the table. She was an Andy Warhol pal. So I'm like, oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she brought a few things to set that day and said, "Put these up." And they said no, and she's like, "Put them up." And they're like, "Okay, don't hit me."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, why do you, the shtick is she wants some great photos for her." For her powerful, empowering woman's magazine.
Empowering woman, yeah.
Stop being a sleazebag, because he's taking pictures of her skirt and stuff like that, being a real porn stash.
He's trying to get money from the porn mag and from the fashion mag.
Right.
So, yeah.
So she's doing a fashion mag, and she's like, here are your three girls, shoot them, and then he's like, I'm going to go to the Philippines or whatever.
And then he didn't want one of them.
Yeah, he didn't want one of them because she was a real prima donna, and he's taking pictures of her, and she's being a jerk, and then they end up falling in the pool. She does, and when the assistant comes out, he's like, wow, you know, she's pretty enough. I'm gonna make her.
She comes out in a wet T-shirt. He goes okay, I think you can be in the movie. That's Tara Strohmeyer. She was in Hollywood Boulevard, which we watched.
I looked her up because she was in a lot of stuff.
Tara Strohmeyer, yeah.
So
and the lead, the blonde Lindsay Bloom, she was in a ton of movies. Not only that, she was one of the Ding-a-ling sisters on the Dean Martin show, and
she
was also in Matt Helm TV show. Yeah, Lindsay Bloom. She was a good actress. She's in a lot of movies.
She just kept saying yes to whatever script showed up.
Well, it got better for her later on. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, her career blossomed a little bit.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to take her instead. This model can go away. She takes the two blonde models. And then the assistant, who's like...
She's like a hippie chick.
A hippie, dopey chick. She's really duncey and naive and a klutz and whatever.
She's a newbie.
But he wants to sleep with her. Like, this guy is...
And she's good enough to take pictures of.
And this guy is completely a scumbag. I mean...
Scumbag. He's playing all the girls.
He's just sleeping around trying to sleep with anything he can. Like, He embodies that 70s porn stash lifestyle.
Basically, yeah.
You know,
basically, yeah.
You know, he's like, hey, the stash is up here, baby. You know.
Yeah, right.
So, and so now they're like, okay, well, let's go to the Philippines.
Or Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, you're right.
It was Hong Kong. They're like, it's the Philippines pretending to be Hong Kong.
That's what it was, because they're like, we're going to go shoot in the fashion industry in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
and
Hong
like,
Kong, my
the
butt.
Show, yeah, exactly. You're like, okay.
Yeah, these people really look and talk like Hong Kong people. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So they land.
And then there they land, and then there's some, and then they cut to like the bad guys. Vic Diaz, the guy, you know, who's been all the Filipino movies. He's like the sleazy bad guy in all the movies, the warden's assistant or whatever.
He looks like he could have been like he would have been good on the Sopranos.
Yeah.
As like one of
the
guys,
Filipino Sopranos.
Guy with bat. You know what I mean? Like that would have been his credit or whatever, you know. Just a thick, weird.
So there's some. So there's now when they get in the Philippines, now they bring in this like crime subtext where it's like these. He's at a train station and some guy gets out of the train and two guys are following the guy, and the guy's got an earpiece and he points to like Vic Diaz, and Vic Diaz goes, yeah, okay. So then these two guys are following him, and then finally they lose him, and when they find him, the guy's like dead.
Yeah.
But it turns out that like, the earpiece has some kind of a microfilm.
Microfilm
in it,
yeah.
And they.
You remember that, everyone? No one does. It was like,
yeah.
Look back in the '50s, spies. That's who had microfilm.
And the microfilm has got like the name of like 10,000 Asian spies. That,
all the spies, every spy.
Every spy, James Bond, you know, Jane Bond, you know, whatever.
It was a micro wiki.
Yeah,
it was a micro wiki of all the spies, you know, WikiLeaks.
And they want to send it to some other headquarters, so they basically, what they do is that they get some woman to sew it into a dress.
And this is like, what are you talking? So like they're getting ready for this fashion show, and there's this girl tailoring things, and she takes the microfilm out of the earpiece that she's wearing now, and she sews it into the dress of a model, and you're like, why would any of this happen?
Because they're supposed to go in afterwards and steal the dress. And then,
but why?
Yeah, why don't you just put the microfilm in something else?
Put it in their hand. It's tiny. These are tiny little things, you know. But it was this thing.
Well, you know,
like,
the bad guys have to get cute. You know, they have to get cutesy. You know, they can't just do it simple. They have to get, you know,
here's
wacky.
That pack of cigarettes you wanted. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
So then, like, the model decides, oh, I want to wear this dress tonight. And the lady's like, no, you can't. You can't.
I will get fired.
I will get fired. You know. And she's like, and the guy's like, don't worry. I won't fire you.
Yeah, porn stash is like, shut up, lady. We're going out. And, you know, I'm going to be hitting this later.
So then the bad guys go show up to the lady. And she goes, yeah, well, she took it. I couldn't stop her. He goes, what? She goes, yeah. So then they send some guys out to get her.
Now, don't they make their inference like, like she's in on the take or something
like
that?
And they kill her or
something. Yeah,
the
seamstress. But I also thought they were like, oh, she must know. Like
yeah,
the model.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, I don't think anyone, including the audience, knows what you're talking about. You know, because like what? Because then they got to a bar.
To a party.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
A party. And this is
she meets some other guy, Filipino guy hits on her. He's like, he's like Johnny Smooth guy, you know.
Okay. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's the guy that kind of pops in and does karate every night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's all he does. He, like, shows up, kicks some people, then goes away.
So he got some karate. Yeah, we got some martial arts in this movie, too.
They don't even, like, I don't even think they said his name. He just, like, shows up and starts beating people up.
Yeah,
he's
got a name.
Like,
I can't think
of it. Okay, I believe you, but I was like, who is this guy? Just
so, like, when she's at the party, she's, like, separates from him, and then these two thugs come in to get her, and they start taking her away, and he gets in there and he does his karate bit and he kicks her because
they're
butt.
Ripping at her skirt. She thinks they're trying to rape her, but really they're just trying to get the dress.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. You know, it looked very rapey, but whatever. You know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It was the movie. It was made for the movie. They were trying to get the dress off. She misinterpreted it.
Yeah,
they got beat up and then she left with her hero.
Yeah. So she gets back home. And then, like,
the
you
room's
know,
been tossed.
The room's been tossed.
Because they were looking for it. They were looking for the dress, and then they killed that lady. They were looking for all this stuff.
Well, did they kill the lady then? Did they kill her?
No, later. They killed her
they
later.
They killed her later after they found
but they
it.
Tossed the room because they were trying to find it. Or find,
well, then
she
comes back, and then while she's gone, they find the dress. And then the guy goes, here's the dress, because the Vic Diaz and the old lady go find the dress. He goes, here's the dress, and where's the microfilm? And she's like, I think it's here. And then they find it. And he goes, Oh, okay. And then he has somebody kill her off or whatever.
Yeah, because he double-crossed her. He's going to sell it, resell it to someone else or whatever, you know. This, I have to say, like a lot of these, kind of bit off a little bit more than they could chew.
Oh, big time. Oh, man.
This doesn't, where they go with this and how they try to tell these stories really doesn't work. I mean, the spy stuff doesn't fit what this is going to be. This could have just been a sexy romp. I know they wanted to do it. They wanted to build the action spy stuff in, which, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not begrudging that, but it doesn't work the way they tell this story. You're like,
it's okay, forced.
Very forced, you know.
But it's to add, like, intrigue to the story.
It is.
Because all the three girls do is just mess around.
Dits around and some nudity, but not much.
And he tries to get them naked. Like, you know, all why don't the you time. Show a little bit more? You know, all the models are doing it. You know,
he's so such a pervy weirdo. He tries it all the time. All
right. He tries it with the two though. He doesn't try it with the middle chick. I don't think.
Oh, because she I think she was like shot him down right away or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Because there was the one where he was like, oh, show me the new bra line. Come on, for the guys back there, they want to see the no bra look. And you know, when she was doing negligees. And she's like, how about you wear it? How about you do a no bra look? And she walks away. And then the other guy, he's like, oh, take your top off and show us the diamond necklace or whatever that one thing was. That'll be a great shot for, you know, for the foreign markets or whatever. He was always some scheme, But it was so transparent that the girls were like, okay, loser.
Sometimes they go along with it when they're bored, but usually they're like, yeah, we know what you are. Yeah,
exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick trailer break. And we come back, we're going to finish this out. There's a lot to talk about, but not really.
Yeah.
One of those,
it gets more, even more convoluted.
Sure does. Okay, we'll be right back.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
You shall pay. Black Prince, I press you with my name. You shall be Blackula.
Blackula, the Black Avenger, rising from his tomb to fill the night with horror. Blackula, Dracula's soul brother, deadlier even than he. Blackula, he thirsts for your blood, he hungers for your soul, more horrifying than Dracula. The Black Avenger, Blackula, an American International release, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Darth Vader from planet Vulcan. I love that guy. All right. Yeah, Blackula, of course.
That's Blackula.
We did Blackula.
Yeah, there's also a sequel, Scream, Blackula, Scream.
Oh, we should do that.
With Pam Grier.
We should do that. All right. Yes.
I think we can easily, too. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, cool. We're always on the look for these crazy movies, and we often find them.
We often find them mysteriously.
Yeah. Like, what do I pick up for next time? What is this? King Kong Lives.
King Kong Escapes?
King Kong, yes.
King Kong Escapes. Yeah. That's next week's. Okay.
That could be next week's Asian Call Cinema.
Okay, sounds good to
Toho.
Me. That's Toho, baby.
You heard it here first, man. All right, so anyway, back focus. So now back to CoverGirl models.
CG models.
You know, now, you know, there's the shenanigans back and forth. There's a subplot of, like, a guy who looks like Carl Reiner that's doing he's going to cast a movie.
And Lindsay Bloom, the blonde, wants to, like, you know, she wants to be in the movie.
She's trying to schmooze her way into whatever.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't do the, you know, she has to do more than that to get into a movie, you know what I mean? She just can't.
Or does she?
She wants
wink.
She wants to show him that she's a real actress, you know.
He's like, I don't hire models. They're just pretty faces. They don't know how to act.
Yeah. She goes, well, I'll show you. You know, I'll come back the next day as a prostitute and, like, you know,
dressed like the dictator's daughter. And you're like, what are you talking about? That's a real. That's bad on a lot of levels, man.
On a lot of levels, yeah. Especially with angry rebels.
Yeah, they're not very much fun, from what I understand.
No, they're not. And there's plenty of them in the Philippines, apparently.
Those guys. I hate those guys.
I hate those guys.
They're like Illinois Nazis. I hate them.
So she gets dressed up, and like the guy at the freaking at the bar is like, no, I don't want you in here. And she's like, no, I'm waiting for some guy. You know,
yeah, no,
like,
no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. That's what she says.
He's like, okay. And then she starts like this whole schmooze thing with the sailor.
Like making, yeah.
Like a drunken sailor.
And he's like, oh, hey, baby. He tries to light her cigarette and burns himself. And then that went on for like a minute and a half, and it added nothing. You're like, what are we doing here?
You know, King Don was a sailor. He was in the Philippines, too.
You think he was?
I don't think he was a drunken
sailor. Could have been a cameo.
It would have been neat in the background. You saw King Don like at some bar walking down the street, because 75 was too early for him. Though
he was probably drinking.
He didn't go to the Philippines till the early 80s.
Ah, so
it was too early.
My pop was in the Philippines.
How was he stationed?
As a Marine, yeah.
Korea?
No, Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was. He was there for like a year or 2 years, something like that. He was tough.
Yeah,
he was a wild guy back then, so it was pretty interesting.
This is before you were born.
Yes,
way before you were born.
Yep. What was it? 58.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, 58, 59, something like that. He was over there. It doesn't matter. Okay, so he wasn't in the movie either. And,
no,
you know,
no.
So miss you, Pop. All right. So
So she's doing this whole gimmick with this guy and. You know, and the other guy, and now all of a sudden these two guys see her, and they start chasing her out. Like, I don't know if it's the guys that worked there or whatever, but...
Because they think it's the daughter.
That's right, they think it's the daughter of
the... Because now this is the way the rebels can get the upper hand on the dictator.
So they got, like, this chasing going on. She runs out, and funny how, like, some women in the movies, when they have high heels, they run and they always fall. She doesn't seem to fall. She's pretty fast.
She's agile. Oh
so
God.
She gets on this little horse carriage or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the other guys get on some. And I know there's a name.
Classic scooter taxi.
Yeah, and
thing.
There's a name for it. And King Don knows what it is, and I can't think of it right now. Yeah. So there's like a little chase scene.
It's gonna be like Dung Tuk Chow, you know, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long Duck Dung or something like that.
Yep, that's what it is.
So there's like this. She's kicking them, and her horse car. She's going faster, faster. And they're like trying to get on her. Finally, she like kicks him or does something,
crashed
and she spins the thing. And you can see she spins it, and the two guys are actually in the car. You see some guy's arms
this isn't safe.
So she gets out, and as she's, I guess it, I forgot how it was. She gets out. I don't know if she's walking back, but then she actually gets kidnapped by some real rebels.
Yeah, they just pull up and go yoink.
And they grab her, and they're like, "Yeah, we know who you are, and we're gonna use you." To get $50,000 so we can get, armaments or something from the government.
Gonna get better guns.
And she's like, no, I'm not, you know. And he's like, yeah, I know you are. And then he's got her and he's like giving her a hard time in the room. And then he goes, let me see your passport. And he grabs, I guess she had her passport on her. And he goes, you're not her.
Always a good idea.
She goes, you're not her. She goes, I told you I'm not. And then he grabs her and he knocks her wig off. And then, of course, he starts like looking like he's going to rape her. He takes her top off. But then he gets all good in the middle of it.
He just, like, looks up and walks out. Like, you know, like the director was like, okay, we're done. And he looks up and he goes, oh, we're done? Oh, okay.
We're done. She doesn't want to go any further. No, no, not in her contract.
Contract has a rider? None of that? Okay. All right. Okay. We're done. Okay.
No.
Exit stage right.
Yeah, done. You know, that's it. You know, ixnay on the, you know, whatever.
That's as abruptly. You think we're exaggerating? Not much. That literally what happens. He looks up and goes, oh, we're done? Okay. All right. See ya.
Ixnay on the ape ray or whatever. So, you know, so they're like, oh, okay.
Then she goes, no, wait.
And then they come back and they let her go.
Yeah, she just goes. And then this whole time, and this is what adds to the huh, this whole time Ditzy McDitzerhead is kind of in and out of getting photographed, and he's trying to sleep with her, and then she's like, no, get out of here.
And she ends up like walking, she leaves him because she gets pissed, and she walks into another photo shoot. And some Filipino, like,
makes
diva.
Big star. Yeah, the diva.
Diva. She's like, oh, I don't want to do that. And he goes, well, I can get anybody to do this.
You
matter of fact,
here.
I'll get her. And he photographs her, and, like, you know, she's like, okay, sure, I'll do anything.
Yeah,
because
she plays naive, and you don't know if she's just dumb or naive or whatever, a little bit of anything. Hippy dippy, like you said, you know. But so now she's a big sensation with this photographer.
But then the other guy finds out about it, and then he goes, you know, I actually really love you, and I don't want you to do anything else with anybody else. Whatever, and I go, dude. What a dirtbag.
I know. This guy is a scumbag.
So
like,
he brings her back to his room, and then they're doing whatever. They're doing it. And then all of a sudden, the other photographer, who's like, you know, kind of like, you know, swishy dude, knocks on their door. He goes, hey, it's me. And he goes, oh, look, I got your photos, and I'm going to sell them to a magazine. And, you know, and what do you think? And she goes, look, I want to do some more. She goes, look, I'm signed with this guy here, you know, and I really like him. So I don't think so. He goes, well, never say never.
Yeah.
So then the next day he talks to her. He goes, hey, let's go do a photo shoot for the magazine. Okay, but I want you to take your top off for this one. So then it cuts to like a scene where she's on a fountain topless and he's doing all these pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, this is great. You know, and then everything's wonderful. And then, like, you know, the next day he goes, look, I got the pictures. Look how good they came out. And she goes, wait a minute. It says here these are for Swinger Magazine.
Yeah.
So he's trying to scam. He was trying to scam her.
He used the trip, and he used the film, and now he's scamming these pictures to a different magazine.
And she goes, I don't want to be in a topless magazine. He's like, oh, no, they have good literature.
Yeah, it's
there.
A really good magazine. Now, they're really trying to change because he'll say whatever he needs to say to whoever.
Yeah. So, of course, like, he messed her up, and she gets mad at him. You know, and then all of a sudden it's like the blonde chick gets picked up by a CIA guy. No. What happened was
she tries to say she was,
you know, they're going. I think they're coming after the other blonde.
Yeah, the other blonde, because then she's the one that was like crying rape, and they're like, well, you don't have any proof. But then the CIA guy was there, and he's
No. The CIA guy picked up the other blonde girl. The one that was wearing the dress.
Are you listening, everyone?
Yeah, this is going to get confusing. She gets followed on by these two thugs. So she runs away from them, and then they've got her trapped. So she's in the middle of some kind of a public function or whatever. So she goes, she takes her top off. So the cops.
So they'll grab her and get her out of there.
The cops get her out. But I think she didn't know that those guys. I don't know if those guys were bad or not. I think those guys might have been working for the CIA or something.
Yeah. Now, up to this point, it's pretty normal. But the third act, I don't understand what's going on anymore. Because, like, she does that, and then. Then they come back and they get together and they're like, "Oh, we gotta." So yeah.
Yeah, we're getting the blondes confused. There's Lindsay Bloom, which is like, she's like the platinum blonde. This one's like a dirtier blonde or whatever. We're gonna confuse. Anyway.
I couldn't differentiate them.
Anyway, the other blonde who took her top off. Gets taken to the police station. The thugs, you know, back away because they can't do anything.
Right.
And the CIA confronts her at the police station. They go like, "Yeah, we came here to get you out of here." And when they're driving, the guy for a second reminded me of what's his face, Buford Pusser, Joe Don Baker.
Oh.
Reminded me a little bit. I thought, is that Joe Don Baker?
Oh my God!
No, it's not. Christ. And he's telling her, "Well, yeah, the CIA is involved in all this." And we know the guys who are in it, and there's a microfilm that was in your dress. He goes, oh, really? He goes, yeah, and it's supposed to have the names of all these spies, but it really doesn't. You know, the other microfilm is hidden somewhere.
Yeah, it was a ruse, you know.
But we got to get these guys, and, you know, you guys got to help us, you know, because your boyfriend, you know, Johnny Kung Fu's involved with them or whatever. So at this point, okay, they go, okay, so you need to go to this hideout where he's going to be, and then, you know, you got to, we'll back you up or something. So they go to the hideout.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you're explaining this, because I couldn't.
It gets really confusing.
And, like, the first two acts are fine in this movie. It was very watchable and very understandable. And it was just like they had all these extra things they had to say, and they just, like, crammed them in.
This is a movie that it was on 73 minutes. It should have been, like, 80.
It could have been.
Give it 7 more minutes of exposition, maybe.
Please? Because, yeah, this...
They ran out of film.
When it gets to this hideout, that's when the sleazebag shows up, and he's actually been, like, he's trying to, like, sell the stuff, right? Like,
he's trying to sell the microfilm to the guy.
Right, because it turns out that he's, like, the backstabber kind of this.
Yeah, he's like a Vic Diaz. He's the backstabber guy. And the girls show up, and they go, the ones looking for her Filipino boyfriend, they go, oh, he's here. And then they get in there, and then all of a sudden it's like they see that something bad's going to happen, and then shootout ensues. You know, worst Kung Fu guy starts kicking.
Shootout ever. They're just...
My favorite part of the shootout was this one scene where like the guys, they're coming out of the redhead, the ditzy, and the photographer coming out of the pool. And they run out of, they don't have any more bullets left, so they grab this guy from behind and she bangs him over the head with her purse or whatever. And he makes this like stupid face. So it's like this big shootout now where they're trying to escape. You know, the bad guy has like all of them firepower, but our photographer shoots him with one shot. So anyway, they get out, they escape, they go back to L.A., everything's wonderful.
Yeah, and then the end. And the end. You know, this is a weird movie. What are you going to give this one?
I'd give it a 6.
6? Yeah,
it's
I'm with you.
It's checking out,
it,
you know.
It's fun enough, but it was...
It's goofy fun. It's Corman fun.
I liked it until the end.
But it got messed up at the end. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And this has been Cover Girl Models from the Philippines.
Yay.
Philippines.
For Cover Girl Models.
Sure, why not?